Now, the Labor Party is crying foul over Auckland's new water plan, which separates council finances from Watercare, saying its plan would have been more affordable. The replacement for Three Waters, called Local Water Done Well, brings a projected water rates rise of 25.8% down to 7.2%. Local Government Minister Simeon Brown told Morning Report earlier, this is a better deal than Aucklanders would have seen under Labor's mega entities.
It was a lot more than 7%. It was more likely to be somewhere between 14 and 25%. But ultimately, Entity A still hadn't been set up. And in fact, the first thing I received on becoming the Minister of Local Government was that Entity A was unlikely to be able to be set up by 1st of July, meaning Aucklanders would have faced that 25.8% water rate increase if Labor had been re-elected.
Well, Labor's local government spokesperson, Kieran McAnulty, joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora.
Your response to that, so Simeon Brown arguing there that Aucklanders would have got hit with that upfront cost because your Three Waters plan wouldn't have been ready.
Well, I'm pretty suspicious about that. We've already seen track record of this government claiming they've received advice to suit their narrative. I'll give you an example. The Prime Minister claimed that they received advice that Kāinga will have to sell 10,000 houses. That was pretty shocking to everybody. But once we dove deeper into that, it turns out that was on the basis of the government not providing funding post-2025. So there's some important context here, and I don't agree with that at all. It is counter to all the advice that I received when I was minister leading right up to the election, that the Entity A would have had a higher credit rating than what is proposed yesterday, AA versus BBB. That in itself is millions of dollars difference when servicing debt between the years. I don't think that stacks up at all. The 26% fee increase that Aucklanders were facing, just like many of the rates increases that the rest of the country are facing, is a direct result of the government scrapping the water reform program, which has proved that it will save ratepayers money. So, no, I don't accept that.
Okay. In the Auckland instance, this is what they wanted, and they've wanted for a very long time, though. They didn't necessarily, well, many didn't necessarily want the wider entity taking on board those other councils. They wanted to deal with it themselves, and they've got what they wanted, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. They have. It's going to cost ratepayers more, but this is what the council wanted. My beef isn't with the mayor. He's doing his job. He's representing his council. But the Minister of Local Government is responsible for all councils. And this model that was announced yesterday simply will not work anywhere else. They don't have the scale. And if they continue down the voluntary route, there will be councils that are left out in the cold because they have a small rate of paying base with massive costs. And who in their right mind would voluntarily join up with them? And so I'm worried about places like Northland, Gisborne, West Coast, and small rural councils like the Tararua District, who simply cannot do it by themselves, but that's exactly where they'll find themselves if the government continues down the route they've signalled.
Well, the government is going to come up with solutions for them, presumably, on an individual basis, if they can't.
They've also gone around the country telling councils that they would help them pay for it, and as soon as they were elected, they've reneged on that promise. And many of the councils indicated support for what National were doing solely on the basis that National promised to help them pay for it. They've reneged on that promise, and in the absence of Crown funding, I can't see any way forward for those smaller councils.
The issue here seems to be that, obviously, Three Waters was a very divisive policy, drew a lot of controversy, that National was very upfront about the fact that it was going to get rid of it. They've just gone on and done it. I mean, they've moved. They're doing this. It's happening. I mean, should they not get credit for the fact that they've been able to do this without a massive bureaucracy?
Well, there's a lot of talk about the $1.2 billion that was spent to set this up. We're talking about expenditure of $185 billion, and we found a way that was going to allow ratepayers to actually afford that cost. Now there's going to be massive cost discrepancies across the country. Auckland was the easy one. They're the one with scale. They already had water care. There was no question that an Auckland-only deal could be done. But when you're looking at the whole country, actually finding a way that works for everybody so that every ratepayer is paying more or less there or thereabouts a similar amount, you would have to find a different way. So the government have gone ahead and found an Auckland-specific solution that raises even larger questions as to how we're going to go about it across the country. So my concern, as a former Minister of Local Government and now Local Government spokesperson for the opposition, is the whole country, not just the easy ones to pick off at the start.
Okay. Do you have any concerns around governance and the ability for Auckland Council and, by extension, other councils to get the right oversight of how these water entities will operate if there is that balance sheet separation under this model?
My concern right from when I took over and then remodelled the water reforms was rates. I have no concerns around the governance, although there are questions now around what this government has set up in that, with the Deputy Mayor saying that the Crown and Council won't be able to step in. What happens if it falls over?
Then what does happen?
To debtors? Well, that's a very good question. If there are debtors owed to an entity that falls over, presumably, plays out that the government can't step in due to this legislation, then they have a relationship to debtors that they will have to settle. And that's a big worry, and the minister needs to settle that one pretty quick, because we fought really hard to ensure that those remain in public hands, and that's such the government's narrative. If through the back door there's a slight possibility of privatisation, they need to clear that up.
Well, there's been reports on this issue yesterday. I think it's interest.co.nz was running this issue, that they've clarified that the government could step in if it had to, if it really wanted to, but it's not obliged to. So there's an implicit guarantee there, isn't there?
Well, if that guarantee is going to be applied to every council set up moving forward, that's a massive potential liability for the government, which would not have been in place under the water reforms.
Right, so you're saying that they need to clarify once and for all here, would they step in if... I mean, the other thing is, of course, you heard Desley Simpson, she was arguing that there are a number of checks and balances. Were you happy with that level of checks and balances to ensure that they never got to the point of getting into trouble, not being able to pay their debts?
Yeah, I am reasonably comfortable with what they have put in place. My concern, though, is that what they've put in place is going to cost more than what the water reforms would have, and it's also not a blueprint for the rest of the country. There are genuine questions being posed by media that the government should sort out pretty quick. I don't have the information to suggest whether that's correct or not, and they can do that pretty quick. I think they should, because we need to be having a discussion about rates and about cost. And the 26% fee increase that Aucklanders were facing was a direct result of what the government did in repealing water reform. And they stand up there yesterday and say, we've saved Aucklanders from that fee. They've saved Aucklanders from their own mistake, but other councils don't have that luxury. And the longer they take, the higher the cost will be.
Okay, thank you very much for your time, Kieran McAnulty, Labor's local government spokesperson.